Ooh, all right, we're here in the LFC Weather Center, and we'll be going on the air with a special alert here in just a moment. Waiting on the control room. Okay, I can almost hear that.
Oh. Ooh, well, I don't know what else to tell you, but okay.
Now I can hear it.
Okay, well, you're fat.
We'll go to our on the site, the Jim Cantore of the LFC. Vader, tell us what Hurricane Larry is doing out there.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader in my jalopy, and I'm out here on the ocean tracking Hurricane Larry. It got so fat, it just kind of died. Should we play the music?
Yes.
I got to find it.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday the 13th. The unlucky 13th. Monday the 13th of September 2021. In the ocean-bound life of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetria Parton, I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Nope. When you're on the open seas, you spell it V-A-D-E-R, even if you're Miss Bacon who doesn't get to go. Well, Larry actually, H. Bader.
Actually, when you're on the open seas, you have to say it like a pirate. V-A-D-E-R.
Okay, well, so yeah, I'm Mr. Larry H. Bader, and with me is the young Nicholas. Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah, that is young Nicholas. Nicholas.
Right.
Nicholas is waving. Okay.
Yeah, in audio, that makes, that's great. That works
right.
Great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Great audio, yes.
So, yep, young Nicholas is here, but also we're joined by the fat one himself. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Sunday after, we really do this at the most inconvenient time on a Sunday afternoon for Mondays, but
you're the one that chose this.
I know, but when the old people start doing something, you can't ever change it. So, yeah, y'all, it has been a week. Big Fatty, what about you? How was your, Big Fatty, did anyone die? It's not like anyone died or anything.
Well,
so.
Well actually, Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty went to glory,
the
Kitty, as he's known to on this show,
right? The Kittry, the Kitty von Kittry, yes,
right, uh-huh. Kitty von uh-huh. Kittry, uh-huh. And that was a blessing, and in that he wasn't suffering, and Olive and the rest of us could just exhale, and so that was comforting in a kind of ghoulish kind of way. But anyway, I think a lot of people understand that.
Well, I mean,
but
I just switch out Kittry with Big Fatty, and I completely understand.
Right. Well, in a ghoulish kind of way. Right.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Okay. So someone did. So usually we can say it's not like anyone died, but someone did die. So, yeah.
Right.
I also had a terrible week. Y'all, I broke the coffee pot. They're basically the same thing.
At the compound or
yes. Because of COVID, we don't make coffee at the coal mine anymore because, you know, of touching things and surfaces. So I make my coffees at home and it goes to work with me and y'all have broke the coffee pot. And so while no one died, my soul did just die a little bit. Y'all, my coffee pot was 15 years old.
Oh.
And it was the last of a dinosaur.
So the kitties have outlived the coffee pot.
No, the kitties are almost 17 years old. So,
like I said, the kitties have outlived the coffee pot.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you.
Y'all, the old people, when they can't get their coffee, they lose their hearing also.
Right. Y'all, you should have seen me making coffee into a mug direct from the coffee maker. It was quite a sight to behold. But there, what else are you going to do? I mean, you got to make coffee, so
did you like make it into a bowl or something?
Into a mug. I just kept emptying the mug into my I make a bunch of coffee at once and then ice it. And so I just kept making it into a mug and pouring it into the pitcher. Yeah. Okay. Not my brightest moment, but y'all, not to take away from the kitty passing because I also knew the kitty.
Was there a sound of bagpipes or the smell of toast when this happened?
They were busy this week because, you know, of playing for the kitty. Speaking of the kitties, meow. There was a little bit of bagpipes, but y'all. And then, Big Fatty went to the horror hotel.
I did. It was the inappropriate swimming hole party, and they had the 5 Pone Stars, and it was full house, and I think it went very well.
Okay, and, even though you were in the MC, they still pulled it together.
I was the MC. I actually got thanked by one of the owners for doing a good job.
I guess the other years I hadn't done
a good job. So anyway,
COVID. He's got COVID brain. Yeah. Now, did you see my future ex husband? Chris.
Yes.
Okay. So he hasn't quit yet. Okay. Okay.
No, not yet.
Okay.
But anyway. But it was a lovely weekend. I slept most of the weekend, which was nice, you know.
Oh, I have some sleeping coming up this weekend. I am looking forward to it. So we'll talk about that later. But I can identify.
Coal mine week, right?
Oh, we've got to add that vomit sound.
You already added it.
Well, no. Y'all, the coal mine. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what else to say about the coal mine.
What you're basically saying is you missed the skull.
No, though. Oh, okay. I'll tell you. It was make up old coal miner week from last year.
All right.
From 2020. It was actually very quiet. Saturday morning had to, you know, the old people like to get up early. So me and the head coal miner were there about, 7:30 a.m. in the morning Saturday. And we were the only ones there, which, you know, the terrible people that we work with got there when they woke up. But y'all, we were out in the coal mine, like at the entrance to the coal mine, just waiting for people to come. Nobody showed up until 10 a.m. The first soul did not walk in the door until 10 a.m. So it was a late start to the day, a slow start to the day. But y'all, it picked up and totally got COVID. So, there was one mask the entire time that I saw. And it's when I looked in the mirror in the bathroom. So, yep. Honestly, one max. One.
I believe that.
And only one. Y'all, some strange man tried to hug me.
Oh,
y'all, I don't know who he thought I was, but I was kind of like leaning over signing a receipt because I ordered pizza for everyone. And I was signing the receipt and he all of a sudden some strange muscly man hugged me. And to this day, I do not know who it was.
But was he hot?
Yes. Yes. Oh. Yeah.
And
I mean,
you didn't write your number on that receipt and give it
right,
to him?
Right. And he was like, I bet you didn't expect to see me. And I said, wow, no, I'm speechless, because honestly did not. And later,
I don't know who the fuck you are,
right?
But I want to know who
right.
you are.
And later, my new coal miner, we'll call her Lorena. She was like, who is that? And why is he not your boyfriend? And I was like, well, I don't know who it was. And she was like, wait, what? Is that how it works here? That strange hot men just come up and hug you? And I was like, well, your boyfriend's right over there, so you might want to not get too excited about that. But anyway, but yeah, I was like, sometimes. And so I thought it might have been our friend, the
Taff. He clearly knew you, and this goes to show that they're coming back. And there's lots of them and only one of you, and you don't remember who the fuck they are.
Right, right. It's true. I thought it may have been our friend the Taff. I don't know if you remember the Taff, but I don't know why. Young Nicholas is raising his hand. I don't know what's going on. If he sent me something inappropriate, it's behind me, plugged in, charging by the bed.
Okay, he doesn't have his phone.
Yeah. So if that's what...
Okay.
Okay. There's only one of you, and most definitely, you know, like other people, and
I'm going to see. Oh, hi. Hi. Yeah. Hi. So anyway, so it was.
Want a dick pic?
What?
I've seen all those. And so, poor reporter, y'all.
I don't know what y'all are talking about. But go ahead.
And poor young Nicholas can only hear what you're translating. So that. Makes
right.
it even better.
Right.
But yeah, so now, Big Fatty, did you see the photos of Miss Lala? Excuse me. Mrs.
La-La-La-La-La
Lawrence. Wedding.
And her husband, Mr. La-La-La Lawrence.
Correct. It's the Lawrence. Uh-huh.
Right.
I saw
her in her fancy dress with Big Ricky, doing a drag show for her, which really understand that, but anyway.
Right.
So.
Well, you did say Big
Ricky. The big decision for Big Ricky, should I wear a tie or not? Because he had already called Mrs. La 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 Lauren, before she was Mrs. La 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 Lauren, and asked, is it okay to wear shorts? And she said, In a very nice way.
Oh yeah.
Fuck no.
Right.
So,
anyway. Well, you know, but y'all, did you see Big Licky in the background of those photos? Y'all, I knew Big Ricky had lost a lot of weight, but I didn't realize
he didn't look
just
like the same person.
I knew who he was because I saw his face, but y'all had almost didn't recognize him. So, if you didn't see any of those photos, but you want to, you can go follow Miss La La Lauren on the Twitty, and she might let you.
The other thing is, you would have recognized him if he had had the shorts on, because, you know, his legs are still translucent.
Ah, perfect. Also, did you catch Miss La La Lauren? This is going to take some time, y'all. Mrs. Right. La La Lauren's tweet that she indeed did listen to the LFC on her honeymoon.
Yes, while Mr. La 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 Lauren was still asleep. I think she wore him out.
Probably. You know, it's always the little ones. I just just never expect it.
The quiet mm-hmm. ones and the little ones. There mm-hmm. is just like,
And plus, she lived with Ricky for all those years, so she learned a trick or two. So thoughts and prayers to Mr. La La Lauren. Yeah.
Yes.
So okay. yeah. But so it sounds like everyone had quite a week. Quite a week. But
it was a very successful weekend at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex.
No.
But it was full house. Full house.
Wow. Were DJ and Michelle Tanner there? There are some of the listeners who would get that. What we didn't talk about is, y'all, we recorded Monday's show on Sunday like we always do. And y'all, it was supposed to rain a little bit Tuesday morning.
Yes.
Well, it rained. Mm-hmm. about an inch in about an hour. Y'all, that hurricane, the tropical storm just appeared off the coast.
That was Mildred, wasn't it?
I believe so. And Mildred just dumped rain. Y'all, we got stuck at the coal mine. It flooded the mine, and we got stuck at the coal mine that morning. And it's quite the day, quite the day. It was a busy week. It was just...
But the heaviest rain was on Thursday. It was really coming down Thursday.
Was it? I don't remember Thursday. Yes. Okay. Well, maybe was Thursday not when was that when Mildred came through? I don't even remember. Maybe it was Thursday. It was a busy week of the mines.
Well, Thursday was the big day.
Yeah. It definitely rained on Tuesday because Monday was Labor Day, of course, not observed by the coal mine. So my trash pickup got moved to Wednesday. So I went to roll it around. Y'all, when I had put on my waterproof boots, and it's a good thing I did because I was rolling the trash and I took a step and y'all, I sunk down about 6 inches into the ground.
Well, that's generally what happens even when ground is bone dry.
Yeah, it's true.
Weary.
It's true. Right. It's true. Right. Well, you know what? Speaking of all bone of the terrible weary. Things, well, it's all a little bit bone weary, isn't it?
Right.
You know what? Why don't we just do this?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone who was born on this day. I tell him if they are dead or alive and who they are or were, what they did, why you would know them. So, can you follow along?
You
all right, I'm ready.
All right, Barbara Bain.
Barbara Bain.
B-A-I-N.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for the clarification because when you say Barbara, I mean, yeah. So, Yeah, well, thank you for giving me an easy one to start off with, Barbara Bain.
Yes.
Of course,
yes.
The namesake of the one and only Barbara Boulevard down in the greater Daytona, Florida area in Central Florida. She now has a Buc-ee's, by the way, but Barbara Boulevard. Barbara Bain.
Okay, and is
Barbara
she dead
Boulevard.
Or alive?
Oh, she's dead. They only name roads after people who are
of
dead.
Course. Yeah, of course.
Except in South Carolina. So,
right. Barbara Bain is alive.
Oh.
And she played the part of Cinnamon on the original Mission Impossible. There with Martin Landau and Peter Graves. Mel Torme.
Mel Torme. He was a crooner, a singer, Is he dead or alive? I think Mel Torme is still with us. I mean, he smells dead, I bet. Yeah.
Mel Torme is indeed an American singer and composer. He composed the Christmas song. That's the old gal's favorite song. And he died in 1999. So.
Oh. Well, that just goes to show you where.
I'm not hearing the buzzer. So.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Well, I just did. Right. Why bother?
Right. They're all wrong. Nell Carter.
Nell Carter, give me a break. I sure do need one. Nell Carter, she went on to glory, I believe. But she was an actress, and you may have known her as the lead actress in Give Me a Break and with that Sherman Hemsley and who knows, whatnot and so forth and so on.
She is indeed dead.
And she's also back.
Well... Not so much anymore.
Well,
so.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more for you?
Well, I think we can squeeze one more in.
Okay. Let me just see here. Okay. Milton Hershey.
Oh, Milton Hershey. Well, you know, thank you for, again, it might as well be Barbara Boulevard.
Right. Milton Drysdale is not related, by the way.
Right. Y'all, Milton Hershey was the founder of the Hershey's Chocolates, and unfortunately, I believe he long ago went on to glory, though forever memorialized every time you eat a kiss.
Right. Died in 1945, and he was the word you used was incorrectly.
Okay. Wow. Well,
he is an American chocolate tycoon.
tycoon.
So,
you know, how many American chocolate tycoons are there, really?
Well, Joe in Dallas comes to mind, but anyway. Me sitting on the turlet comes to mind also.
Right. So. Okay. That doesn't come to my mind, thankfully.
Do you want just one more?
Well, we have plenty of time.
Okay, because I know you haven't prepared anything.
Yes, it's a long story, but yes. Yeah, Daniel, I've been a little busy.
Daniel Defoe.
Yes. Daniel Defoe. Well, he was an actor. You would know him from such 70s and 80s mysteries such as, I can't remember, but he's alive.
Oh, yeah. What I can't remember is one of my favorite mysteries. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really go anywhere, because nobody can remember anything. No, Daniel Defoe died in 1731.
Oh, really?
And
How was he in the Hallmark movies?
Daniel wrote Robinson Crusoe.
Oh, well, who knew?
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm frantically trying to find what I need.
It says he's a novelist, but he may also be a Robinson Crusoe tycoon.
Right. Anyway. I can understand how you would get those confused.
How somebody could fuck that up.
Okay.
All right. Y'all, while he is trying to figure out what the fuck's going on, it was, y'all, there was some, I will say this about the event at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. There were more young ones there coming to see the show and everything.
Oh,
okay. I guess the old ones died.
Well, I mean, that happens to the best of us.
Right.
I mean, just ask the kitty.
Oh, well, it's too late.
Can you hear this music?
Well, I take that back. You know, we might be able to have a seance.
Oh, you know, should we, for our next live show on the Pride 48, break out the Ouija board?
I think the Matt and Ouija board from the Big Gay Sex Show, the Daddy Years, we should break it out.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what?
Ouija is normally bored on the Matt and Ouija board.
Okay.
Never mind.
Well, Big Fatty, you know what?
Why?
Hey, can you hear this?
I'm getting money. I take out a 20. Keep thinking shit funny. Keep playing and kidding. I'm from the jungle. The youngest and toughest ain't running from nothing. I'm saying I did it. Just for the fame, try to reach for these chains. If you don't,
isn't it wonderful that we're able to keep up the tradition of fucking it up? You know, we're really in a contest to see which show fucks up the audio more, this or the mix. And
No. Y'all, I just realized that you all have been hearing that music, I'm pretty sure. And so thoughts and prayers, I just didn't route it to Big Fatty, so I'll have to cut that out in post. Yeah.
don't cut it out. Leave it in.
Yeah. So,
Here's the title. He ain't gonna cut it out. Okay.
Right. I mean, so. If you think that I am, you don't know me, because I can assure
fat
you.
Fat people don't cut it out.
Right. They don't even.
They might flints it out.
Right.
You know, but,
right.
This or the mix.
Do what?
So it's either this or the mix.
Right. Correct.
Oh, well, but no one listens to that show. So,
that's the title.
Oh, it's either this or the mix. Okay. That's the suggested title from our peanut gallery.
Oh, well.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm having a little Meyer lemon hot tea. And for some reason, it's made me gassy.
For some reason. I see.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Y'all, we're still struggling. Vader is still struggling.
Oh, no, I was just piddling. I'm sorry. Was I
piddling?
Okay. Yeah, I was
Do
just
piddling.
Do we
need piddling. To get a paper towel and clean that up?
You might.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's do this. And
let's do this.
Well, let's just add this. And let's see if... Let's just see if this works.
Do you hear that?
that.
Yes.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard.
Got it.
We're expecting you. And love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow.
It's not Mel Torme, but close enough.
It floats back to you. The love boat. Y'all.
Really?
No, it's Jack Jones. Oh. But y'all.
Of course it is.
It was quite a week, and I kind of hinted at this at the beginning.
Yes.
There was an incident this week.
Uh-oh. An incident.
There was an incident this week.
Was Collier involved?
Spent a lot of the week on the phone with Collier. Breaking news.
Right.
Celebrity Cruises, as some of you know, I mentioned on the last week's little show that I was... booked a cruise and in October and blah blah blah. Y'all, I went to just see if I could add an excursion or two or something while I was doing that, have my flights. Yeah, very, very long story, and I mean very long story short. Celebrity fucked up and their computer system got all screwed up, and y'all, they booked me on the September 16th cruise, but my email confirmation said October 20th or something like that, some October 14th. So, spent a lot of time on the phone with them, finally got it worked out. They are desperate, and you know, some of us do have a few cruises under our belt with them. And as Extra Special Chris said to me, who was I was chatting with at the time, he was like, I know you well enough to know you're about to make an axe. And I said, so Collier, because you all have wasted so many hours of my time and everything, what can you do for me? And they said, well, if you take the September 16th cruise, we'll upgrade you to a Sky Suite. And I said...
Oh.
Okay. And he said, really? And I said, yes. And they gave me onboard credit, quite a bit of it. So, y'all, it's only a four-night cruise. I got more onboard credit than I'll be able to spend.
You'll be able to spend.
Well, that's true.
You'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the expensive restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some snacks on the way back to the room.
Right. Right. So y'all, there will not. Yeah.
Wait, isn't there a beverage package included as well?
So that's what started all this. Sometimes when celebrity books. Oops. Sorry. Y'all, the music's still playing.
Jack Jones, he'll be performing in the Skull Lounge later.
Right. So sometimes when celebrity books you and you book it yourself, it just takes a while for the things you got free to update and everything. And that's what I was checking on, was to make sure all that had cleared. And it was properly labeled. And it was not. So I called just to verify before we got to the point of no return. And so that's what set all this off. But yeah, drinks are included. Wi-Fi is included. Gratuities are included. It's a simple little cruise. It's not a big deal, but fat people going to be living their best life.
So you're hoisting on Thursday. You know, well, that's Bacon Bits' birthday.
I know. So Miss Bacon could not go with me. I believe she's going to the Lost Wages. Y'all, we are... Big Fatty's going to pick me up and take me to the airport on Wednesday morning. You agreed to it in the middle of Bob's... your friend's event the other day.
Wednesday morning. Oh, flying out on Wednesday. Okay.
Y'all, so I had to book all my PCR tests and all that stuff for the COVID and all that on Tuesday. So,
well, Yom Kippur also begins that day. So you'll want to, that was an abrupt end to the music, but
I was clicking and I clicked.
Not an abrupt, beginning of the ending. If you need some good Yom Kippur tips, Mrs. La 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 Lauren might be able to help.
She's an expert. So, flying to Miami on Wednesday and staying in nowhere special, just down in Brickell, cruising. So the long story short is, we are not going to have a show next week because I will be in the middle of the Caribbean Sea next Sunday. So, there is, but it's not good enough to record a podcast, nor am I taking a microphone with me. on vacation.
My only question about this group, now you used a term that I'm not familiar with.
Ah.
Sky sweeps?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with anything less than the Crystal Penthouse. So if you know anyone who's been in that, let me know.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Oh, I just can't imagine someone staying in a sky suite. Ooh.
I know. It's such. I'm so low class. I know.
Mm.